Introducing the Macallan Horizon, a collaboration between the Macallan and Bentley Motors. This limited edition release features a unique 180-degree twist vessel reflecting the horizontal trajectory of the automotive world. Representing a shared legacy and marking a milestone in two brands' pursuit of uncompromised excellence. Register your interest at themacallan.com. Please enjoy the Macallan responsibly. Don't drink and drive.
Hello, everyone. It is Lila and Grizz here, and this is Culture Call from the Financial Times.
We're living in strange and stressful times, and we hope that you're feeling okay wherever you're listening from.
But it is normal to be finding all of this quite weird and difficult. We definitely are.
Yep. So we'll be bringing you a full episode as usual next week. But for now, we just wanted to turn the microphone around and to ask you the questions. We want to know specifically what role culture has played in this time for you.
We want to know what you're noticing around you. How are you seeing culture already change? And what are the ways that you anticipate them changing over the next couple of weeks and months?
Yeah, and also, whose work are you turning to? What have you been watching and what have you been reading and listening to? And also cooking and just doing at home since you've been there.
We will be collecting a ton of your voice memos and emails to put in the next episode. And we just wanted to give you a couple of examples of the things that we would submit if we had to send an audio note. So, Grizz, these are the things that have been on my mind.
Okay.
One, I have been extremely moved by how quickly people have adapted to socializing online.
Yes.
Isn't it crazy? My friends are getting together for virtual happy hours to a degree that I can barely keep up with. Frankly. Also, exclusive content is being democratized, it feels. Like, even live fitness classes from instructors stuck at home are available on Instagram Live for free. Also, the funny combinations of celebrities. I'm noticing, like, the other day I saw J Balvin and Cardi B hanging out and eating tomatoes together. And two comedians I love, John Mulaney and Mike Birbiglia, were trying out content on each other live, and I realized, right, like, they can't go to clubs anymore. All of this stuff has to happen virtually. I'm just really interested to see how that expands as we continue to try to figure out how to do this virtually. Number two is, I've been wondering about dating in the age of coronavirus, or the lack thereof. The sex toy industry is booming at the moment. And I'm sort of curious what happens when we're allowed to leave our homes down the line. Like, will there be a surge of divorces? Or will there be this crazy baby boom? Are people going to be rushing out of their doors looking for love? Anyway, so I'm curious what you're all thinking about this and what you're experiencing, if you're willing to share.
Yeah, we would love to know. I mean, I agree. I think we're definitely more glued to tech than ever before. Like, I mean, as you were saying, Instagram is insane right now. I've had way more conversations with people, you know, on Zoom and places like that in the last couple of weeks than I would have had in real life, for sure. It's actually been kind of weirdly sociable.
Yeah.
Like, the local park near our house is busier than I've ever seen it. Which, to be honest, is part of the problem because...
Yeah, Grizz.
You know, how much of a lockdown is it if everyone's just gathering in the park?
Right.
But at the time of recording this, you know, we're still allowed to go outside and exercise. And I think there has been a renewed sense that, yeah, fresh air is good for us. It feels good.
Yeah. Just remember, everybody, 6 feet.
Yes. Or 2 meters.
Right.
I have started gardening this week. It's not something I've really done before. And I've been getting up early before logging on to work to just weed my flower beds.
Wow.
It's been very therapeutic. You know, I wondered if it was just me being weird. But no, I'm not the only person. It seems that garden centres and online plant stores, these places have had a huge surge in business. People are going crazy for gardening. You know, it's something about looking to the future, doing something with your hands, getting away from your screen. It's quite healing.
Yeah. Maybe growing some vegetables.
Yes, when it comes to that.
Okay, so if you're sitting around with a bit of free time right now, please reach out and feel free to get creative. What we need you to do is press record on your audio notes app in your phone. Talk close to the mic as if you're having a conversation with a friend. Tell us your name and where you're from and what you're thinking about, and then just email the file to us at culturecall@ft.com. If you're audio shy, you can also write out your thoughts in an email to us. We will choose a selection of them for our next show.
And also, we'd love to hang out with you online. You can find us both on Instagram at GriseldaMB and Lila Rapp. And we're on Twitter at FT Culture Call.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll be back with a full show. We won't be speaking to Jeremy O'Harris as advertised on our last episode. Sadly, his play Daddy has been postponed for the time being. But instead, we'll be publishing Lila's interview with Ira Glass, host of This American Life.
Yes, on the last day before our office and his began working from home, I met with Ira in the This American Life studios. So we have the tape. We talked about how they'll cover stories in the coronavirus era. We talked about how he sees his legacy. We talked about what makes a good story. And we talked about what he'd rename This American Life if he could.
So that's it from us. We can't wait to hear your audio notes. We're thinking of you and we hope you're all hanging in there.
Yeah, take care, everyone. And see you next week.
Introducing the Macallan Horizon, a collaboration between the Macallan and Bentley Motors. This limited edition release features a unique 180-degree twist vessel reflecting the horizontal trajectory of the automotive world. Representing a shared legacy and marking a milestone in two brands' pursuit of uncompromised excellence. Register your interest at themacallan.com. Please enjoy the Macallan responsibly. Don't drink and drive.